FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A taxi operator has been shot dead in the Midlands, allegedly by a passenger. He came under attack while ferrying commuters on the R617 near Merivale this afternoon. The vehicle, which was travelling towards Mpopomeni, veered off the road and crashed. Roland Robertson is with Midlands EMS.
It is alleged that a taxi passenger shot the driver while he was transporting passengers. Multiple other patients are treated unseen by Midlands EMS advanced life support paramedics.
The motive behind the shooting is not yet known. On the South Coast, police say they are yet to find the suspects who attacked a family, killing a 58-year-old man and his 26-year-old son. It's understood they were targeted after their car broke down on the R603 in Ilovu yesterday. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Netsionda.
Police in Nkomakuta are investigating two cases of murder and one of attempted murder. A 46-year-old woman sustained injuries on R603 road in Nkomakuta. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage and no arrests have been made thus far.
The health department says it's concerned about the declining immunization coverage in the country, particularly among children. Officials say vaccine hesitancy has grown, mirroring a wider trend seen across Africa since the COVID-19 pandemic. A recent study by the World Health Organization confirms that many African countries are experiencing a drop in vaccination rates, leading to a rise in outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases and infant deaths. Contributing factors include geopolitical tensions, economic challenges, and widespread misinformation. The Health Department's Dr. Elizabeth Maseti gave an update on national vaccination trends.
Our main challenge, especially in the country, is now on the demand side, meaning that communities or people are not coming for the vaccination because at the national level, we don't have any stock outs of vaccines. So we are sure that the vaccines are there, and we know that in the facilities, health professionals are there, but people are not coming.
Dr. Maseti has reported a rise in the number of what they call zero-dose children. It's those who have not received any routine vaccines. Ugu, Harigwala, Umzinyathi, Amajuba and Umgungundlovu are among the top districts in the country with a high proportion of zero-dose children. A restaurant fire in northeastern China has killed 22 people. The blaze erupted at lunchtime in Liaoyang City, leaving 3 injured. Footage of the fire shows flames engulfing the two-story restaurant. President Xi Jinping has called for officials to swiftly determine the cause of the blaze and make sure there's accountability. And Spotify has reported a 12% rise in paying subscribers in the first quarter, along with a record operating profit. It had 268 million paying subscribers at the end of March, while active users were up by 10% to 678 million. The streaming company's operating profit soared by 203% to 10.7 billion rand, while sales rose by 15%. Durban 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.